This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Puke.
And Johnson.
Ian is out for the evening, so you got us. And you're welcome to give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls and we talk to you about what's on your mind.
Ian's being exposed to the theater.
Indeed. Have you wanted to be interviewed on the radio? Do you have an important issue that's important to you? Free Talk Live, well, we'll give you a brief little interview.
Or do you have a non-important issue that's also important to you?
Yeah. You could be non-important and just a good storyteller, I suppose. 855-450-FREE. But I actually saw a story today that, well, surprisingly, I didn't see it anyplace else. Or I didn't see it before this, but there's a story, I'm getting it right now from CNN, about a video of a South Carolina trooper shooting an unarmed man. And it is amazing how quickly this officer goes from get your license and registration to shooting. And you just got to listen to this. So I'm going to play the audio here real quickly.
Can I see your license, please?
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
I just got my license. You think you're my license?
So that's 17 seconds of audio. He says,
wow.
Your license and registration. The guy leans into his vehicle.
He's standing
outside of his vehicle.
Yeah, wasn't he pulled over in a gas station or something?
He's in a gas station parking lot.
So he's kind of in the process of getting, you know, because people, whenever you say he was pulled over, you picture side of the road, and everybody's like, you don't get out of your car, you know. But he was sort of in a gas station parking lot, probably in the midst of already getting out of the car.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure how the pullover worked, because I did see the first part of this video from LiveLeak, and it's like, this officer doesn't seem like he was sitting on the side of the road. But nonetheless, I guess that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
He goes from telling the guy who's standing in the sort of the open door of his truck or SUV or whatever it is, you know, get your license and registration. The guy leans into the vehicle to get his license and registration, and he starts shooting him.
Yeah. The cops just start screaming in unintelligible crap and then start
shooting. Get on the ground, you know, the whole deal.
And he continues shooting, too, as the guy has his arms raised, backing away from the car.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is another important thing to point out. He's shooting towards the convenience store thing of the gas station.
Yeah, he has no control as to, you know, what is behind his target, so to speak, and he could be hitting babies and gas tanks or anything.
Now, in this case, thank goodness, this was the department released this video. They had put him on leave last week or whatever, and they arrested him today. This is the officer. They decided that he didn't have probable cause or whatever to shoot and that it wasn't worth doing. But I gotta say that, you know, I wonder how much of this is, I mean, this is obviously above, you know, this is a terrible thing to have done, and more than I would expect, farther than I would expect officers to go, but he made a series of bad choices, and I wonder how many of those
were not caught on tape.
Well, yeah, like, of other officers, like, which part of this is the bad part. So he tells somebody to get their license and reg, and then when they do, he starts shooting at them. He continues to fire off shots after somebody has their hands raised.
Yes.
He fires these shots, and so many times I've seen stories like this. These shots, they don't hit their intended target. This guy got hit in the hip. Thank goodness he's alive. And all this was a pullover for a seatbelt. Now, when they when they tell you that you know that the seatbelts save lives, consider for a second this man got shot over one.
I was just looking. I seem to recall reading in another article that this trooper had other complaints against him. You know, so possibly other incidents might have happened. But
why don't they screen them out?
The other thing that I don't think we've mentioned yet is that the officer is white, the guy is black that got shot.
Yeah, I mean, did the trooper have a series of racist things? I mean, do we know?
Or I don't know, or is he just, you know, so afraid that every black person, because natural human nature is to profile, and when you're a cop, I imagine that when you deal with a lot of probably underclass folks, you just, you know, you see that everywhere. You're gonna profile people, and you know, it's insane how fast the cop goes from the guy leaning into his vehicle to
telling him to lean into his vehicle. I mean, he didn't tell him to lean into his vehicle.
Him to get his license.
License and registration. It seems like a reasonable thing that you would be, you know, you tell somebody to get their license and reg, they go get they lean into their vehicle, they might be getting their license and registration, right?
Yeah.
And if you're too chicken to wait and see whether they actually present a firearm, you don't deserve to be a police officer.
The cop had more than enough space and time to, if he wanted to, draw his weapon and point at the guy and scream at him without shooting bullets to find out if he had a firearm or not and still be able to protect himself. But this, I mean, it's just ludicrous.
You could have told him to get on a ground or a variety of things.
Yeah, and I feel like the reason that this video...
Hands up.
You know, has been released, and the fact that this cop is actually facing charges is because of the Ferguson, Missouri incidents. You know, now it's in the public eye that, oh, you got another white cop shooting a black guy.
It might wake some people up. I think that, you know, the police now need to just have it. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Just need to have it written on their uniforms, just or whatnot, instead of saying under arrest, say Allahu Akbar.
What does that mean?
Allahu Akbar. Oh, it means God is great.
Yeah, but what are you suggesting?
Well, what I'm suggesting is that the common statistic that you're eight times more likely to die by cop than you are by a terrorist attack. Yeah. But maybe some of these, you know, like just stereotypical people are out there that are just, everything, the terrorists are coming, and, you know, we need more security, we need more police, we need police state. Might wake the hell up if they, you know, see the roles flipped and see that, you know, the real terrorists are the police. You're eight times more likely to die by cop.
Let's go to Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, we were looking at moving up to New Hampshire.
For the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Yes, we've got a small business, and we were wanting to relocate up there.
And all of us here are movers for the Free State Project, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were wondering about trucking regulations.
Trucking regulations in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Afraid I don't know anything about them.
They probably have some.
Maybe somebody will call in, so keep listening.
Yeah, I am not aware at all of
them. What specifically do you want to know?
Okay, we've got a small trucking company, and we were looking to relocate, looking for drivers and everything in that area.
Okay. Well, you know, obviously if you're bringing jobs, they're happy to you know, to have you.
Yeah, I would say start with Google.com and look up some regulations, because I don't have the first clue as to what trucking regulations there might be. Or,
yeah. Well, you know, lawyers know stuff.
We certainly welcome you. Places that we can put a small truck yard up there.
Yeah,
there are definitely a lot. I mean,
most of New Hampshire is rural.
Right. Hey, Peter, isn't Peterbilt located in New Hampshire? Mac? There's a couple. There's like actual trucking, major trucking, you know,
manufacturers
that are based out of New Hampshire. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be very difficult at all to get a piece of land that, you know, may even have been outfitted for that purpose and run a trucking company. It would seem quite easy. You're not talking about high cost of land acquisition here. It ain't New York City.
Yeah, and there's a lot of land out there, so there's got to be something.
Randy, we're looking forward to seeing you, and if you get any more questions, give us a call. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. we moved here, all of Puke, you've been here nearly as long as me, and yeah. I guess I've been here about 8 years, moved up for the Free State
Project.
Probably,
I think I moved up about 6 or 7 months after you did.
Yep. And I've got to say, one of the best decisions I've made in my life, being up here in New Hampshire for the Free State Project, I'm surrounded by people who, you know, see the world the way I do, and that's comforting in a way that I don't think other people can imagine.
The entire state of New Hampshire has 6 way stations.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE. We just listened to the audio from a video where in South Carolina, a police officer just asked this guy for his license and registration. He leans into his car. The guy was out of his car. He was at a gas station. Leans into his car to get the license and registration. The cop freaks out and starts shooting him. The bullets are shot towards an occupied structure. And
gas station.
Yeah. I think there were three or four shots. I didn't count them as they rang out. But, you know, where are these bullets landing? I saw a yes. meme on Facebook, and I tend to believe it. Like, in the country of Germany last year, police fired 80 rounds. I mean, 80 rounds, that's the amount that they put into a, you know...
One homeless car. Man.
Yeah. Here in the United States, there was another one where Iceland, they killed their first person in like 100 years. The police had a memorial service.
For the person
they shot. I can't right. imagine that happening. You know, here in this country, they slam a handcuffed woman on her face on the pavement and then do a fist bump.
Right.
I think there's something really wrong yeah. with policing in this country.
Yeah.
Or they have a tough job? They have a tough job.
Probably. But there's also other incidents, too, where there's, you know, for whatever reason, five cops shoot a guy and then they just keep shooting into his lifeless corpse until he's basically mush.
He will not be testifying against us
yeah.
today.
And there's many an incident like that where they just fill a car with bullets. You know, there was the incident in L.A. where somebody had a hostage in a minivan and the cops just lit up and you know, killed one of the hostages.
Yeah, killed the hostage.
As well as...
It doesn't happen like that in the movies.
No. There's never time for backup. In the movies, where there's plenty in real life.
Yeah. Well, I actually found out about this story through freedomsphoenix.com. Mm. It is a website that, if you are looking for liberty-oriented news, freedomsphoenix.com has the most up-to-date, quickest stories that you're going to be able to find, whether it's on communications or the rise of the police state or, you know, science making our lives better, whatever it might be. They've got it at freedomsphoenix.com. Go sign up for their daily dispatch. Actually, I get it twice a day. That's how many news stories they've got coming out. Freedomsphoenix.com. It's well worth it. So,
Sean Grubert. That's the if you are a listener and you want to Google things. That's the name of the cop, Sean Grubert.
He just looks like your ordinary cop.
Yeah, doesn't look like any 30-year-old guy.
Yeah, just a really,
had too much Red Bull and decided to kill somebody.
Yeah, you know what? That would be a terrible idea to take a stimulant and then making those decisions. But he seemed like he had his gun out from the get-go. This is a pullover for a seatbelt, and he's got his gun out already.
Yeah,
when he walks into the picture. The front of his car. I would feel very, very threatened if a police officer came at me with his gun pulled. I don't know why this guy decided to come out that way, but...
Probably because the guy was already out of the car, would be my guess.
And he was, if I recall correctly, because I've seen the video, his tone when asked to get his license was mildly confrontational.
The driver?
Yeah, the driver. Mildly confrontational.
Let me try this here.
I don't mean, like... really confrontational, and then he moves very quickly back to his car, so much so that I went, when the cop was freaking out, I was wondering, is that guy going for a gun? Like, I don't, you know, so it didn't
seem that way at
he
all.
He shouldn't have reacted. I mean, I still don't feel like the cop should have reacted the way he did. I think he should have said, hey, you know, stop, you know.
Well, I want to listen to it here real quick, but first, let's go to Dave, who's calling in from Montana. Dave, can you hear me?
Hey, yo. Long live Free Talk Live, man. Viva Cannabis, yo.
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, I was pulled over one time and my window didn't work. It was an electric window, the driver's side. When the cop approached the car, I opened the door to talk to him, and he pulled his gun on me and freaked out right in front of me, started screaming, stay in the car, stay in the car. I put both of my hands up. I said, don't shoot, about 10 times. And I said, my window's broke. My window's broke. And he finally calmed down. And he apologized and everything. I shut the door. and we talked through the back window. I opened up the back window.
Jeez.
And it, yeah, it freaked me out. I just think about it now. I remember the pistol pointing right at my head.
Yeah, that's really disconcerting. It's not like there's not a story every year from a police officer basically accidentally killing somebody who's in cuffs. You know, when you've got somebody who's in handcuffs that gets shot by a police officer, oftentimes you're talking about a mistake. And that's the problem with them having their guns pulled all the time. You know.
Well, if they're that scared, man, you know, why do they even got that job? You know, that's what I say. You know, if they're going to be scared about everybody going to kill them every time they're going to pull over, it's time to lose that job. That's not good for your mind, man. To live in that state for 20 years to get your pension is insane. That's why I say cops should have job term limits, 8 years. Go get another job. It's good for you because being a cop for 20 years is mentally not healthy for a human being.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's some good ones out there, like that might be good at their jobs that we'd want to keep around. But there's so many police officers out there that
being a cop, man, it's not you got to be in the frame of mind that's not condoning to good human life, man. You know, and I could see guys that want to be a cop for a while, but to be a cop your whole life, man, it's unhealthy for you. Out of the goodness of our heart, we should give them term limits on their job just because we care about them and we don't want them to get mentally ill doing such a weird job that they think they're going to get killed every day. So they're pulling guns on unarmed people in their car at a gas station.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's like that story of there was a cop recently that shot, I believe it ended up being a sheriff's son who had a window that was broken and didn't go down, so he ends up shooting the kid.
let's play that audio Johnson, because hold on, it just kind of jumped ahead on me.
Have your license, please. Get a car!
Nothing. He said nothing, Johnson.
Yeah, the guy slowly leans into the car.
Is he like dive back into his car?
Diving. It's like he turned around at a normal rate of speed, in my opinion.
Have your license, please. Get a car!
He didn't go super slow. But he just sort of turns around like, okay.
There's nothing here, Johnson. There's just nothing here, man.
Right. I mean,
this cop freaks the F out. And I think that I like Puke's estimation here. This is about Red Bull. This is about somebody pounding monsters.
He's on steroids or something. He's just way too amped up.
Right.
Now, if you've seen the video and you see something else, I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. I think they should be disarmed. Disarm the police.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Keep their guns in their cars. 855-450-3733. If you're not man enough for it, don't get the job. Or not woman enough for it.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Puke.
And Johnson.
You can go and to modup.net. We were just talking about Monster Energy drinks and Red Bull, sort of thing.
Good stuff.
Well, much better than that is the product Modafinil from modup.net. If you need focus and you're feeling fatigued and you're trying to get that extra edge where it counts, you can look into Modafinil. Studies show that 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer that offers multiple benefits, including double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how Modafinil is from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. It's modup.net. They're a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. Make sure you use coupon code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. It's coupon code FTL, modup.net. Go check it out for yourself, modup.net.
I'm surprised someone hasn't made an energy drink already with Modafinil in it.
It might be coming.
I may have just unleashed an unholy idea upon the world.
From what I understand, it's much better than these things that we sell in stores and coffee. And I mean, caffeine, it can make you edgy.
Right.
It can make you You know, it's not
I suppose what was running through my mind when I was thinking of an Unholy idea is Four Loko, which is the energy drinks that were banned in Connecticut because they're also alcoholic, like a lot.
like malt liquor with
like
caffeine in it.
20% alcohol by volume or something like that, along with a serious amount of caffeine. People wouldn't affect it. They'd just be dying from these drinks.
I've seen people do the whole Red Bull and liquor shot things, and this just
delicious.
Seems like a remarkably bad idea. Right. I've never done anything like that. I can't consume stimulants, so, you know, no thanks, but...
Wait, didn't you say you like coffee?
I like decaf. I drink a pot of decaf a day.
Weirdo.
Say what you want. Yes. Do you like the taste of coffee?
You know there's still a considerable amount
of sugar and milk in it.
Yeah. You do know that there's still a considerable amount of caffeine in decaf.
It depends on the decaf you're talking about. Actually, every decaf's different, and the decaf from coffee.freetalklive.com is water decaffeinated. So.
Right.
Interesting.
Good stuff. You know that they actually have strains of coffee coming out soon that is naturally decaffeinated. So soon you'll be able to get decaf coffee that has not gone through a decaffeinated decaffeination process.
Awesome. Sounds interesting.
Really good. So while we were talking in the last segment about these, about police in general and of these crazy over the top gun happy psychopaths.
Because we listened to the audio from a video here where a police officer tells a man to get his license and registration. He leans into his car to get it. The police officer starts shooting him. Within seconds, it was just a crazy video, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Now, the officer has been arrested. He was relieved of duty, has been arrested. He's found that he didn't have probable cause for what he did. But I just wonder, you know, this officer made so many mistakes, and I wonder, what are they being taught? I don't know.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Regardless of training, one of you in the last segment said something about, you know, police officer's job being hard. And I didn't know whether or not I agreed with that, so
that's,
I wanted to see if
a rumor.
Hard mentally is what I mean.
Find an article about it or somebody talking about it. And I found this article from theartofmanliness.com, which is an interview about, basically it's the title of this, "So You Want My Job as a Police Officer." And so it's part of a series. They have a "So You Want My Job" series over here on the Art of Manliness. So they ask him a bunch of questions like, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why did you want to become a police officer? And this is answering this survey is a 29-year-old police officer from the Kansas City area. He's been in the department for 5 years, married, no kids, and the first police officer in his family. So that's the only details from those questions I'll get into. So he says, if a man wants to become a police officer, how should he best prepare? What is the process of getting accepted to the academy? Why did you want to join a specialized unit within the police department? What are the advantages? Are there any drawbacks? Blah, blah, blah. I'm skipping the first questions here because I think that they're kind of blah, blah, blah. They ask about what the hierarchy is like in the police department. But where I think it starts to get interesting is when he's asked the question, what is work, family, life balance like? And he responds, hard. It ends relationships. You do the best you can. That's really all anyone can ask of you. More importantly, that's all you can expect of yourself. You will miss a lot of birthdays and holidays. The people around you don't understand why, because they all work 9 to 5. Your loved ones will resent your job. It's isolating.
Wait a second. Hold on. So you work from... the police officers generally have broken out from 8 to 4, 4 to mid to 8 a.m., and sometimes they have different, but it's first, second, third shift, that kind of thing. I work second shift.
Yeah, there's people that have swing shifts.
I mean, it's not tearing my family apart. I don't assume you're going to have as much at-home time as anybody else would have. You can get
probably
more overtime.
Maybe, unless he's, overtime. You know, 5 years on the force, maybe he's climbed in rank or something like that, and he's now got to supervise people and work longer shifts. I mean, who knows?
Lots of people work longer than 8-hour shifts.
Right.
I want to know more than, I have a job.
Yeah.
It confuses people. They get very upset. My hours aren't the same as theirs.
But you have to say
that sounds pretty pathetic, is what
right,
that sounds
right,
like.
But right. You have to say that if you're working one of these odd shifts, that is isolating. That's true of jobs that are also any other job that's not 9 to 5 too.
Yes, right. But I mean, let's not act like it's special.
I guess. Okay. So I mean,
it is not special that if you work odd hours that
yeah, people are.
It is special if you're working any hours that are outside of 9 to 5. I
that's not special to the police.
Right. It's not special to the police. But his point is.
Well, this is what my point here is that, look, if this guy gets shot while he's doing his job, he's going to get a parade.
Right.
If you get shot when you're a third shift worker
yep.
at a factory, you're not going to get a parade. And the reason is that we give a special dispensation to these people, and their jobs are different. I that part, the first thing he comes out of his mouth is, I've got funny hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I am nonplussed by.
Yep. Well, he goes on to say, it can be tough to relate to regular people.
There.
Sometimes when someone complains about how hard work is, you want to ask them if they've ever held a dying baby or been spit on. Easy to develop that yeah. F-U attitude. Fortunately, I have an awesome wife who gets it. That's rare, though.
Well, I guess you could talk to any nurse or medical professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Fireman.
He gets asked, what's the best part of your job? It can be a lot of fun if you want it to be. If you do it the right way, you really do contribute to a greater good. You will have the experiences at work that put everything about life into perspective. And then he says, gets asked, what's the worst part of your job? The human animal. You see the worst.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
You see the worst in people. You will be asked to do what other people are too unskilled, unwilling, or afraid to do themselves. They will be happy to judge how you do it or criticize your decision, though. It can be very easy to develop a general disdain for people or groups of people.
Well,
another issue is constant judgment.
Well, wait a second. I mean, he's talking about judgment. Yeah, I mean, yes, I am going to second-guess the decisions. That's kind of what I'm supposed to do as the public. I mean, I see so many bad cop stories out there. I really wonder, where are the good cops when these bad cops are doing what they do? I see videos, not this one here. This was only one officer. But I see videos of a police officer kick somebody in the head, and then the rest of the officers begin kicking the person. I want to know, where's the good officer in that department?
Yep. Yeah.
Why? You would think that there'd be more bad officers in jail with all the videos I see.
Yep. He says about that pretty much. He says, don't get me wrong. There are certainly some officers that do wrong. There are a lot more that don't, though. Once you put on that uniform on, people associate you with their past experiences and assumptions. Facts and statistics and massive amounts of information and video every day.
I think this is one of the things that's coming to back to bite law enforcement. And it's a good thing they get big paychecks and nice pensions. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Pre-Finished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Puke.
And Johnson.
We've been talking about, well, kind of talking about sort of the generally law enforcement and the use of force and kind of the extra powers that badges grant.
Hmm.
There's a story from CNN here where a police officer just went bananas on this guy. We've got a video. I guess it's from the front of his dash cam. And why he didn't get this thing erased is beyond me. Because
yeah, that happens a lot.
He gets out of his car, apparently with a gun drawn, tells the guy to get his license and registration out of his car. Guy leans in to do it, and he shoots him. That's it. That's how it went.
I will say it is a little odd that the guy wordlessly turned around and leaned in without saying, okay, let me get it.
Well, I
guess, but sometimes you make mistakes or you're frustrated.
I mean,
about
his only fault there is not knowing that cops are bloodthirsty, vicious animals.
Well, you heard him calling the guy sir even after he'd shot him in the pelvis. Yeah. What you got to understand is that blacks are taught by their parents and community members differently about how to deal with police. You're supposed to use your Sunday manners. You're supposed to give as little lip as proper. Well,
that's my point.
He was just doing what he was told.
Right. Again, you got to be, afraid, more afraid, I guess. Because you don't want to get shot, you got to learn hey, these people have guns and they're psychopaths.
If he would have said, all right, you crazy white lunatic, I'm going to turn now and get into my car and get my license and registration. Please don't shoot at me.
To be fair, in that situation, absolutely would have said, my license is in my car. I'm going to turn around and get it now.
I've done that, and an officer acted like I was being weird. I've said, I kept my hands on I'm going to reach over. I know what you're going to do, man, is what he said. So you can't win here.
Well, I'm sorry. That is a win in my case. I'd rather have the officer.
You're not shot.
Yeah, you're not dead.
Yeah, very true.
So, thanks. I'll take that route. I don't care if the officer thinks I'm weird.
I'm not ready to scared
of his psychopathic ass.
I am not ready to second guess this guy who got shot because I watched this video and yeah, I mean we can look at the things he might have done differently, but that's like saying, you know, a man who ended up dealing with a bear, how could he act differently? This officer's responsible for his actions and he deserves to be arrested as he has been.
And also, I liked, you know, that it's so weird. Like, are they taught to do this? Where if somebody just moves towards anything you can't see, you just automatically assume it's a suitcase nuke and he's going to kill us all. Or maybe, you know, because it's like, why do you automatically assume he's going for a weapon or a type of weapon that?
Probably been overtrained so that when someone makes a sudden move, you shoot him.
Well, I think that you know, police officers are told over and over again, if you feel threatened, officer safety is paramount. You know, these kind of statements. This guy can claim that he felt threatened. I have a prediction. Yeah. He will not do 2 years in prison.
Oh, no.
No, the story I saw said that he could serve up to 20 years based on the charges. But I don't think that's going to happen.
But I think a jury is going to say that, you know, well, could he have felt threatened?
Yeah.
Yes, he absolutely could have felt threatened. This guy could be leaning in to grab an AK-47. But this is the sort of reasonable doubt. Would a reasonable person put in this situation assume that when you told somebody to get their license and registration and they're leaning in their car that they're going to pull out an AK-47? Yeah. I don't think they would.
Right. Clearly, who's at fault here is the car manufacturer for making a glove box that's so far away.
They should have made a transparent car.
Let's put our registration like in a little transparent glass box on the outside of the car so the cop can look at it that way and we don't have to reach for anything.
Johnson, you were reading about an interview here with a police officer about...
Yep. There are a couple questions that I think are interesting and that we can debate and argue with. So one of the final questions here is, what is the biggest misconception people have about your job? This police officer answers.
That they protect and serve?
People that aren't cops think that they know what cops do. It's natural to quantify someone based on a role. It's a human nature to judge. So you become whatever that person perceives a cop to be. In the average person's head, a baker bakes, a bricklayer lays bricks. So it's only logical that a cop does cop stuff. All they know...
What else would they do?
Cop stuff to be is a combination of their own interactions with the police and what they see on TV.
Yep.
For example, people will ask me questions about a speeding ticket they got and have no idea that I've never written a speeding ticket. I don't know how to use a radar gun, and I have no desire to learn. That's just not what I do.
Wow. So he's not one of the fundraisers out there raising money.
Unbelievable to me.
Right. Because he's part of a special unit. I mean, I don't know what special unit is, but...
Busting houses.
He says, the last question is, any other advice, tips, or anecdotes you'd like to share? Just take a moment and thank someone who does a job that you won't do, that you benefit from. It doesn't have to be a police officer. Thank your mailman. Thank a school teacher.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good people who do tough jobs. It's nice to hear that people appreciate it.
Except there's only one of those jobs that ends up with the person shooting other people.
Right. Well, that's debatable, mailman. Also, people ask how to get out of a ticket a lot. There is no fail-safe way, but I can tell you these things, though, that help. When you see flashing lights, pull off the road to the right. If there's an outlet off the roadway within sight, pull off there. This is so we don't get run over. Put your hands on the wheel and roll your window down. You know that you're not a maniac with a gun. We don't, though. If it's nighttime, turn on your dome light. Be polite and honest. You don't have to incriminate yourself, but own what you did if you know you did it. There's a good reason for it, and explain yourself. Understand that if you've been stopped for it, that the officer has decided that they will swear under oath that you did it. Being truthful is respectable and goes a long way. And
also, don't be black.
I don't recommend admitting to anything. You know, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be able to control the conversation by asking questions in a certain way, but, you know.
Well, the best way to get out of a ticket is to be respectful.
Right. Be very respectful, but don't incriminate yourself at all. And if you can, if you can get the officer to be amused, this is always my time.
Oh, yeah.
If you can actually amuse the officer, get him a smile, laugh, without you know, making him angry, which is really something you want to avoid.
It's
so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But if you can amuse the officer, you will get out
That's
of it
why
every
I,
time.
Always keep Often. Donuts. Always keep donuts under the seat.
They love that trick. So, I mean, when I hear his interview, so I hear a little bit of the I'm a victim
right.
thing in there. And it's amazing how people who have more power and more rights than the average
it's
person.
It's kind of like Christians
be,
who think that they're being persecuted.
It could be persecuted and treated badly. Look. What I want, it's not that I don't want people to protect me. It's that I don't think there should be a monopoly on it because I believe that monopolies provide poor customer service, higher prices, and a lack of innovation. And history's borne me out to be correct. Now, what would competition in the area of law enforcement or protection services look like? I don't know. But I can tell you, I can't set up competition currently.
We've never had that chance, yeah.
Right, because that's the nature of governments, as we've seen them up this point. 9,000 years of the state is that they claim a monopoly privilege over a given landmass. And, that's why. When you look at religion, I often use the example of Quakers and Puritans. Is back in Massachusetts, they were killing Quakers. Because they just couldn't have them around the Puritans. Now, we all live together just fine. People of different religions live on the same street, and people aren't killing each other over it generally in the United States. Some countries they are. They certainly are. But if you can have different insurance companies, you can have different cell phone providers, why can't you have a different protection agency? That's all that anybody's saying, not we hate cops. The point of the getting the videos out there is that, look, police officers, they live in a different paradigm. They're not accountable. The job has perverse incentives. Perverse incentives lead to perverse behavior. And that's the problem.
And a lot of these cops too, and a lot of the government workers in general, they thank someone who you don't want to do this job. You need to go thank one of these people because they're doing a job that you don't want to do and they're serving people and blah blah blah. Oh, but let's forget all about the fact that we don't have another option because we can't have choice in these industries because the salaries of these people are being paid for by tax theft.
And we all serve. Don't we all do jobs that are valuable to the marketplace?
Yes.
Doesn't everything get along better because we're all doing our jobs? Why is one job better than
the other? You don't deliver the mail.
I'm a fireman, and I'm telling you this. Please stop thanking government employees. 855-450-3733. Perhaps volunteer firemen or something like that. I mean, they're doing the job without getting paid in many cases. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.